Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There's really only two major reasons why the curse would have a right to be in your life. One is you don't believe on Jesus. You don't accept what he did for yourself. You don't believe he redeemed you. Two, you're in sin and you won't repent. I said, well, maybe it's a hidden secret sin. No. No, don't go down that road. Sin has to do with violation of light. And if you're in sin like this, you know it. And other people know you know it. If the Lord has dealt with you and you're rebelling against him and rebelling against his word, you can't get away from the condemnation. So you're not going to be bold to stand up for your rights of redemption. But even if you've blown it terribly, 1 John 1:9. Come on now, 1 John 1:9. If you will confess that sin, I don't care how bad, how dark, how dirty it is. I don't care. If you'll confess it sincerely, genuinely from your heart and ask God to forgive you, it is written that he is what? Faithful and just. What does just mean? He's got a right to do it. Why? Because of what Jesus did. He's got a right to do it because of what Jesus did and because of your faith in what Jesus did. He is righteous and he is just to forgive you from what? All your sin and something else. And to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If you're cleaned from all unrighteousness, what are you? You are righteous. Everybody said out loud, I have been made righteous by the blood of the Lamb and my faith. I have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You've been made that. That's not my opinion. That's 2 Corinthians 5:21. Right? And if you are righteous, you do not deserve to be cursed.
Amen.
It'd be wrong for you to be cursed. You need to go around and just say it till you get it built into your consciousness to where it's just burned in there. I'm righteous and I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed because I'm righteous. Been made righteous and I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed because I've been made righteous. I'm redeemed.
Glory to God.
Say that loud, I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
I've been made righteous.
I'm redeemed.
The curse
has no right
in my life
because
I've been made right
by the blood.
I'm redeemed. What are you redeemed from? What specific things are mentioned in here? Diseases. Infectious diseases. Tuberculosis, also verse 22 says fever.
Yes.
Are you glad you've been redeemed from fevers? Recurrent fevers. Some translations say, to go to the next one, inflammation. Ague or malarial fever. Three translations say that. Cold and infections and fevers. Is that good to know?
Yes.
Extreme burning in the King James. Three translations and a very good one say violent, fiery heat, erysipelas caused by streptococcus. You ever heard of strep throat? How about the influenza? How about the bird flu? Isn't that an influenza? Swine flu? Dog flu? Asian flu? If they come up with an Arkansas flu. Huh? A northern flu or a ocean flu, it makes no difference. You've been redeemed. I said you've been redeemed. And it's so important that we believe it, and the redeemed ought to, they ought to say that they're redeemed. Instead of saying, oh, I get it every year. I don't know what, why, but dear me, I get it. I get it. Well, you're saying you get it. Instead of saying you're redeemed from it. That's a big difference. Say, I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
Teach your children to say they're redeemed. Instead of fearing, afraid they're going to catch this, afraid they're going to do, no, you're redeemed. Say you're redeemed and say it and say it. And say it. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. We got millions of Christians. They stand up. They sing. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. But if you say you're redeemed from what? Oh, you're redeemed from the curse of the law. They'll look at you like you're from outer space. The what? Well, that's what the Bible says. We've been redeemed from. That's what we ought to be shouting about instead of a bunch of stuff that people have made up and put in songbooks. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law, and I'm reading about stuff in the curse of the law that I am so glad that I'm redeemed from. Verse 22 might surprise you. The next one said you've been redeemed from mildew. Now, that does not mean you'll never have to clean up your bathroom. Because if you look at the other translations, it says jaundice. We've seen cases of this in newborns. People attack with cancer and other things. Has to do with major things going on in the body. You've been redeemed from it. You've been redeemed from paleness and jaundice and things that would have to do with your liver and your immune system and things that would have you, your body dying. You've been redeemed from it. Now you need to believe this, and you need to be, you know, We've been reading. God gave those people the promised land of Canaan. Didn't he? And millions of them never enjoyed it. Why? Because they would not go out there and put their foot on it and say, this is ours. God gave it to us. They said, we can't take it. It's too hard. It's too big. They went and sat in their tent and cried and felt sorry for themselves and kept telling God, there's no way. And they perished out there in the wilderness while they wandered around in circles for 40 long, dry years. When God gives you something, it doesn't just fall on you. What is provided by grace must be possessed by faith.
Yes. Yes.
I said, what is provided by grace must be what? Yes. Got to possess it. We've been reading that day after day, week after week. You got to go take it with your faith. You got to go take it. You got to jump up and put both feet on your healing and say, oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. Healing is mine. It's been bought and paid for. And by the grace of God, I will have it. I will experience it in my body. It's been bought and paid for. I will never accept this disease. I will never accept this. Jesus thought enough of me and you to buy it and pay for it, that we're going to stand and we're going to be strong until we see it. Don't feel bad because you got some symptoms in your body. Don't feel embarrassed about it. Don't feel like, well, there's something wrong with me. Maybe I just don't have enough faith. No, you're not supposed to make all your symptoms go away. You can't do it no matter how hard you strain. You can't heal yourself.
No.
You can't make your symptoms run away.
No.
You're not the healer.
Right.
You know what you can do? Let the redeemed of the Lord, let them say so, and you can have your mind made up. You can set your face like flint, and you can say, I tell you one thing. I will never receive this. I will never yield to this. I will never lay down to this. I will never, as long as I draw a breath, I will say, I am redeemed. I am healed. That's your job. That's it. That's your job. It's not really so hard when you think about it. You don't have to fix any organs. You don't have to kill any cancer. You don't have to do anything all you except this. Believe. Stand on it. Don't change. Say it. Expect it. You know how to do this. You've done it before. Just keep doing it. And it makes no difference what it's called. With God, nothing's too hard. Nothing's too difficult. I said it makes no difference what it is. I said, well, they haven't been able to find out what it is. Well, you can be healed before they find out. And then who cares? A proper diagnosis is not a requirement to be healed. A thorough understanding and analysis of your condition is not a requirement at all to be healed. You can be healed before you even know what was wrong with you. Hallelujah. Let's go through these. Verse 27. He said, if you don't obey, the curse will come. The botch of Egypt. That just sounds bad, don't it? You wouldn't even have to know what that is to know you don't want that. The botch. He said, what's wrong with them? Oh, they got the botch. Bad case of the botch. One says burning sores. One says scab and sores, boils, inflammatory disease, ulcers. Well, ulcers, boils. You can see that. Sores, ulcers, boils. And this covers more ground than you might think. We think of something on the outside of your body, a sore or a boil. But so many conditions that have different names are actually boils inside you, or sores or abscesses inside you. Any kind of a sore, ulcer, abscess, boil is part of the curse of the law. And according to Galatians 3:13, we have been redeemed from boils and abscesses and sores. He already got through mentioning infection. Do we believe this or not? Did Jesus do it? Did he hang on the cross? Did he pay the price? Did he become accursed for us? Why? So we could be redeemed from, he's specific, the curse of the law. And he did it. And we are.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Curse of Sickness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002E. That's R2002E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.